理课堂听 class.com。
Bedtime Reading. The Sorrows of Young Werther. Preface. The following is everything I have been able to learn of the sad story of young Werther. I am certain that you will come to love him and appreciate his goodness. If you, the reader, now suffer from the same problems as this man did, I hope that this story might become a friend to you.And help you to feel better. Book 1. May 4th. I know it sounds terrible, but I must say, dearest friend, that I am glad we are now apart. I cannot explain why. Do not be angry with me. I still like you as much as I always do. Ah! I pity Leonora. She fell in love with me.While I was really only interested in her young sister. I feel a little guilty about it, because there were times when I gave her attention only for the purpose of making her love me even more. Oh, but I should not let this bother me so much. It is now over and done with. I must break my habit of worrying so much about every little problem that comes my way.And keep my eyes always looking forward. I must try to appreciate the happiness in my life now, at this moment, and let the sadness of the past remain in the past. Too many people in this world waste their time thinking so much about their earlier troubles, rather than dealing with their current situation.Do me a favor and let my mother know that I am doing exactly what she asked me to do, and that I should have news for her soon. I just met my aunt and found that she is quite different from the way most people describe her. She is very friendly and caring. We talked about the way my mother has held on to the money that she, my aunt, was supposed to receive.It seems that we might be able to come to an agreement of some kindness about this, but it is still too early to say for certain. Tell my mother that I am doing my best. This whole situation has shown me how the troubles of our world are caused more by mistakes people make in their judgment than by evil or hatred. As for myself, I am doing quite nicely here.This place is very lovely and peaceful, and helps me to feel happier than I usually do. There are so many flowers. I wish I could turn into a butterfly and spend my life enjoying flying from one to the other. There's a beautiful garden up on a hill that was created by the Count M, who recently died. I am now living in a small house that used to be his.I love it, although it sometimes makes me feel sad to think that he could no longer enjoy living there. Occasionally, the idea even brings me to tears. Anyway, the man who cares for the garden seems to like me, so all is generally well. May 10th. My goodness, how wonderful I am feeling lately. The beauty of this place has filled my heart with so much happiness.I am enjoying the place so much that I have not yet practiced my drawing even once. My pencils lie sleeping in their case, while I lay in the middle of fields of tall grass, and yet I feel I am more of an artist now than ever before. I feel I have begun to know God better through nature. I see Him when I see the sun shining down upon me through the green leaves of the trees.I see him when I put my face near the ground and watch and listen to the small insects busy with their work. When I notice these things, I feel his love for all things, large and small, visible and invisible, At such moments, I wish that I could somehow express this feeling on paper and let it be a way for other people to see my true spirit and to see God. But such a thing is too big for me, too great. I feel helpless and small among all this beauty. May 12th. I wish that I could describe the comfortable feeling I have in this place. There is a lovely water fountain just down the hill from the front door of the house. It is surrounded by a group of tall trees, which keep the area nice and cool. Every day I sit by the fountain for at least an hour. Sometimes girls from town will come to gather water in buckets. It reminds me of the days, long ago, when this was the job of the king's daughters. I feel as though I am living in those days, and I can understand that old way of life. There is something magical about it. It makes the old belief that these fountains were guarded by spirits more real for me. If you have never felt this way before, then you have not had the fortune to sit by a fountain at the end of a long, hot day in May. May 13th. Thank you for offering to mail some books to me. However, I beg you do not. I am already quite sensitive these days. You know better than anyone how my feelings can change so quickly from happy to sad, calm to terribly upset. I have been taking it easy lately, reading classic Greek literature. However, please do not tell anyone this, for they might criticize me. May 15th. I have become quite popular with the people here. In the beginning, they were not so friendly toward me. But now that they see my kindness is true, they have begun to like me. It bothers me how some educated people refuse to have contact with common people for fear that they themselves will be seen as common. On the other hand, those who are friendly with the common people sometimes make them feel that they are lowering themselves to their level. In my opinion, it is better to be like the second kind of person, for the first type has no courage. He hides himself in fear, like a small animal. Just recently, I met a servant girl at the fountain. Seeing that there was no one there to help her, I walked down and offered my services. She was quite embarrassed, but I insisted on helping her anyway. I gently placed the bucket on top of the cloth on her head. Before walking back up the stairs toward town, she turned back toward me, smiled, and said, "Thank you, sir." May 17th. Unfortunately, although I have met many friendly people here, our differences are so great that it seems unlikely any of them will become good friends of mine. If I had to describe them for you, I would say that they are just like everyone else in the world. They are their own slaves. They work terribly hard to make only just enough money to stay alive. I must say, however, that they seem like very nice people. Sometimes I let myself go and enjoy a meal with them, even take part in their singing and dancing. At these moments, I actually feel very good. However, sadly, I have to hide the other parts of my personality from them, for I fear that they would not understand me and then turn against me. Recently, I was introduced to a young man named V. He just graduated from college and obviously thinks that he is more intelligent than most people. Hearing that I am an artist and that I can speak Greek, he came to visit me at my home. He tried to impress me with all of his knowledge. I just remained quiet and let him speak the whole time. God, how boring he was! I have also met someone whom I like. He's a local judge and a very nice fellow. I hear that he has many children. I plan to visit him soon, since he has invited me. He lives quite far outside of town. He moved there after his wife died, in order to avoid the places that reminded him of her sad memory. I have met several other people as well. However, their characters are all quite unpleasant. None of them would make good friends. That is all for now. May 22nd. Lately, I have felt as though I were living in a dream. I feel as though man is nothing in the universe. We work so hard to understand our world, and yet, the progress we make does nothing more than help us to live longer. It does not give our lives more meaning or purpose. We are all prisoners doing nothing more than decorating the walls of our prison. When I look at myself, I find that I am not at all clear in my mind. I do not know what I want, and I am just as lost and confused as anyone else in this world. At these moments, I just close my eyes and let my dreams carry me through the world. It seems to me that most people just live their lives without thinking. They are like children. They let their desires lead them through the world, like donkeys with carrots in front of their eyes. Of course, no one will admit this, but I believe it is true. I can hear your argument already. These people who childishly follow their simple desires are really happy. Yes, that is true. And of course, there are others who take themselves very seriously and act as though whatever they do is very important in the world. However, I think that the person who can recognize the selfishness in both of these ways of life will be the happiest. This person can remain a little freer than the others, and there is always the comforting knowledge that he can leave this jail whenever he wants.